Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool on our plate. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of AI image generation, specifically focusing on Gemini, Nano, Banana. I've heard so much buzz around it. Yeah, it's blowing up right now. Ever wondered why generating images right inside chat apps is suddenly a thing? It's like everyone's obsessed. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. What's the deal with Gemini? Nano, Banana? Alex, well, Google just dropped something pretty remarkable. Fresh off the heels of Gemini 3, they've launched Nano, Banana Pro, which is their most advanced image generation model yet. This isn't just a minor update, it's a serious upgrade that feels like a creative engine. So, what's it capable of? Why should people care about it? Good question. By late 2025, Nano Banana drove Gemini to 650 million monthly active users, which is a wild jump from 450 million. People are spending about 11 minutes a day on it, double from just a few months ago. Jordan, wow, that's a huge increase. Is it all about making pretty pictures, though? Not just pretty pictures. It's about how quickly and easily you can create them. This model completes most generations in under 10 seconds, which is a game changer. Under 10 seconds? That's pretty impressive. So if I wanted to create an image, how would that work? Great question. It uses a text-to-image setup. You just type in what you want and it generates the image. Treat it like you're talking to a sketch artist, not a computer. Oh, I see. So being specific matters? Exactly. The model really responds well to natural language. Instead of just saying a dog, you'd want to say something like a golden retriever puppy in studio lighting. The more detail, the better. That reminds me of when I tried using other AI tools and got some really strange results, like weird artifacts or random things that didn't fit at all. Right, and that can be frustrating. With Gemini, Nano, Banana, you want to be specific, and it also handles text inside images way better than previous models. What about the differences between Gemini, Nano, Banana, and other tools like ChatGPT Midjourney? Why should someone choose this one?
Good point.
Gemini's market share actually rose by 3% to around 13% of the generative AI chatbot market. Meanwhile, ChatGPT saw a decline. Plus, Gemini's speed makes it a strong contender. Jordan, speed is definitely a big factor. So let's say I want to avoid issues like color bleeding when I'm generating images. What should I do? Ah, the bleeding issue. Break your sentence into parts. Instead of saying, I want a red car and a blue house, you'd say, a red car, a blue house in the background. The period acts like a stop sign for the AI's logic. That makes sense. But what if I want to refine an image after I've created it? That's where iterative prompting comes in. You don't need to nail the perfect image on the first try. Get the composition right first. Then you can say things like, make the lighting brighter. Or change the background to a city park. Sounds like a process. And it holds context longer, right? Exactly. Banana. Pro keeps that context open longer, allowing you to have an ongoing conversation with your images. Nice. So how can our listeners get started with Gemini? Nano? Banana? It's super easy. If you're on Android, it might already be on your phone if you updated the Gemini app. On iOS, you can access it through the Google app or the standalone Gemini app, depending on your region. Jordan, great. What would you say is the best way to learn it? Honestly, just start experimenting with it. Push the boundaries. Even ask for something silly like a sound that looks like a color. You'll be amazed at what it can do. That's a fun challenge. So, to wrap this up, what are the main takeaways for our listeners? Just remember, Gemini, Banana is super accessible and evolving fast. It's a fantastic tool for anyone looking to dive into AI art without needing a tech background. And don't forget about the specifics in your prompts. That's key to getting the results you want. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.